Welcome to the Ages of Rock podcast with your hosts, Bill Algie, Dennis Talbot, and Alan Tate. We are three guys who have one thing in common, a love of rock and roll. Our goal is to talk about all things rock. We hope you find this show intriguing, funny, and occasionally highly opinionated. Enjoy.
Hey, folks. Welcome to the latest episode of Ages of Rock podcast. This is episode 209. I'm here with the regulars, Mr. Bill Algie, Mr. Alan Tate, and myself. And I'm actually here this week, believe it or not.
Damn it.
Here with yourself?
Well, the people who were questioning that, we did our radio show last week, our live radio show, and I was MIA. I had been talking to the guys earlier in the day, and I just didn't show up. And I had ate some food. And I laid down on the couch around 6 o'clock, was going to catch a little nappy poo, and about 10:30 I woke up. I had a bunch of messages on my phone.
It was our highest listened to radio show yet,
probably.
Wasn't it?
Right, there was like 11 million.
Probably. 11 million people.
11 billion.
11 billion.
Well, you know, like I said, I'm now, this week starting, this is what date is this? This is, I don't even know what day it is. This is April the 14th. I'm starting my fourth week of not going to work. And I time and days of the week and dates are just completely null and void at this time. I mean, I sleep whenever I feel like sleeping, and I get up. I'm up middle of the night, and it's crazy. So, yeah, my hours are all messed up. But anyway, so that's what's going on in my house. We got some fun things for you this week. Something a little different, but something kind of cool. And I guess you know because of the thing. We're going to play a little quarantine house fun here. But I'll show you. We'll talk about the list here in a little bit. Before we get started, I bought zero albums this week. Alan, how many albums did you get this week?
Same amount as I buy every week.
You need to branch out.
Yeah, Mr. Bill, did you get some this week?
I did. I got two. Cool. Actually, I bought these because I know this is kind of weird and sounds kind of bad, but I was on one of the... Not an auction, but watching a guy that was selling the records in his store and was actually looking at buying some of them. And I'm like, man, those seem kind of expensive. So, which is something I would normally do. And if they were like in the ballpark, I'd just bought them from the guy. Just so, you know, because that's kind of the cool thing. Hang on a second. My like wire is like underneath my. There we go. I'm going to move in a minute and go.
Yeah. Oh, please. We need a laugh.
Great for the show, right? Yeah. What happened to Bill? Broke his neck. Don't worry about it. Anyway, so I bought two things. So one, it's really cool. I hadn't seen this before. This is a great white, and you can't see it because of the lighting is horrible. But it's great white. It's called Great Led Zeppelin, a tribute to Led Zeppelin, or Great Zeppelin, a tribute to Led Zeppelin, and it's it is all the original members, and it's live from 1985, 86, somewhere in that ballpark.
Cool.
It's really, really good.
I've seen that. Ashley and M had that on.
I mean, it's got
options.
Ramble On, Since I've Been Loving You, Tangerine, Going Home to California, Dire Maker, Immigrant Song, When the Levee Breaks, Stairway to Heaven. It's really, really a good record.
And is that the one that has Livin' Lovin'? Does it also have Livin' Lovin' Made on it?
Yes.
Yeah. It starts with that. Lemonade? No.
Yeah. Now, Living Loving Made. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. Back when I used to do radio shows on an old radio station, I had that song, that live version of that, and my broadcast software, I would play Led Zeppelin's version of Heartbreaker and then come in with the Great White version of Livin' Lovin' Made, and it just flowed perfectly. It was great. Yeah. You could never get me to play the Led Zeppelin version, and that's my favorite Led Zeppelin song.
It sounds, I mean, they sound really good. I mean, it's amazing how close they sound to Led Zeppelin. It really is.
I'll see what's on Spotify and take a look.
And the other thing I bought is something I've been looking for, and the guy had it for like $35, and I'm like, whatever. But I've gotten really into Blackberry Smoke. It's a band I really like from down from Atlanta, Georgia. So I bought this, and I got this as well. And the guy wanted $35 for it, and I got it shipped for $20. Oh, so I'm good. I'm not paying $15. No, I mean, you know, I just can't do that. So anyway, but, you know, if it had been $5 more, I'd probably done it just because I had to keep the guy in business. But I'm not doing $15. That's insane. Yeah. So, but yeah, so yeah, I do check out the vinyl show. I mean, I like the, what is it? Vinyl TV and, yeah, the Rebel Rose has, she has a couple of shows on there. So those guys, I like checking those things out and listening to them sometimes. Watch stuff go from brand. So if you guys remember a couple of weeks ago, I showed a Randy Travis album that right. I bought for $3. It was the first Randy Travis album, and it went for like $45, yeah, like that.
I watched that night. It was like crazy.
Well, Sunday night I was watching one, and I think the third Randy Travis album on there, and I don't know, remember what it was called, Lonesome something or other. I don't remember which one it was. I turned it off when it was at $55.
Are you shitting me?
I'm not shitting you. I'm like,
hell.
And then, we talked about before about the $110, $112 Alice in Chains record. But yeah, I mean, this is nuts. I mean, I don't get it. I'm like, are you out of your mind?
I think sometimes too, and it doesn't matter what the thing is. You get into an auction situation and you get two people that want the damn thing, and they will pay way more than what it's worth they get into a bidding war. And that's what I think a lot of it is. It's just, I'm not backing down, you know, on these things, and they just keep checking it up. Next day they're going, damn it, why'd I do that?
I'm like, how much is that? No, I did that. I bid on a couple of Queensryche albums one night, and I'm like, nope, I got a limit. I just can't bring myself to do that.
I've watched
that's the two things I got. And actually, I'm gonna probably hop off here and go watch a little auction and watch one tomorrow night too. I do like watching them. I think they're kind of fun. And
yeah, I watched that
it's
one.
It's kind of interesting tomorrow, to see what people have. So
yeah, Wednesday night tomorrow. Yeah, it's Ashley and M's auction tomorrow night. Atmosphere Collectibles. I watched that
one. Steve Byrne is a guy that I've watched a couple of his. His are pretty good too. So
yeah, hold on a second.
Anyway, that's kind of fun stuff.
All right.
So.
But I did purchase something this week. If anybody is familiar with this man, Chris Hoffman, he's got a thing called Chris Hoffman Art. He does a lot of stuff on Facebook, and he does a lot of pencil type drawings, pastel type drawings of mostly rock stars and movie stars. But he's big into Kiss, and he does a lot of these sets for Kiss. And he just and a lot of times he'll just, as he's drawing these, he'll get his phone out and turn it on, and he just live feed, and you can watch him for, you know, an hour do Paul Stanley's hair or something. You know, it's kind of crazy, or work on the eyes. His eyes are really, really fantastic. So he just finished a set that's basically, it's based on the first album cover. The Paul is actually not from that cover, but in that same session when they took those pictures, you know, they had the black mm-hmm. background, then they had the red background. So the Paul's was kind of based on that same session, but not in that set. But anyway, if you can see here on my phone, but anyway, that's what it looks like. It's a set of four. Get the prints or limited edition prints. I think he's got numbered to 150. But I went ahead and ordered those. I think they're just fantastic, and I'm really looking forward to getting those and getting them framed. Now, if I just had a place to put them, it'd be cool. But
put them in my music room.
There you go. But
put them up above your computer, above your TV there.
Well, see, I got a window. I don't really have any space. I got these walls that are kind of, you know, sideways. It's kind of, my room's fucked up.
Move that harpsichord over there and put it over there where that is.
Shit. I'll figure out something at some point. But yeah, if you get a chance, go on to Facebook and just check out the search for Chris Hoffman. It's Hoffman Art. And his Kiss drawings are just, I mean, absolutely unreal. I mean, they are very real. They're very real like. So yeah, I'm excited about that. Hopefully I'll get those. I just ordered those yesterday, so hopefully it'll come here soon.
And, are they real or unreal? I'm a little confused.
They're super real.
I'm like trying to go,
what? They're really unreal.
They're really unreal. But no, it's man, I tell you what, it's been just crazy. I mean, there's no music, you know, nothing musical going. I know John Prine? Is that right?
You stole my headline.
Sorry.
You go ahead.
Well, I really was not very familiar with his music whatsoever. I kind of had to go back and listen to it. It's not my type of music, but I know he's big with a lot of people. But I mean, other than that, I mean, there's just really, I know I keep seeing things about there may not be any concerts this year. You know, that's all kind of hearsay and what have you. I know who was it today said that they're not going to go out.
The Alice Cooper tour got canceled.
Sully, what's it? Godsmack. Godsmack says they're not going to do anything this year at all. They're done. So yeah, it's you know, from the year that was going to be the year of all the concerts, there may not be any concerts this year. So who knows?
So yeah. For everybody, I'm sorry that I bought this lawn pass. I'm sure that had something to do with.
I forgot about that. Oh damn.
Yeah.
I guess
I'm sure do that that'll be good for next year.
Probably. You know, and it's really sad because who was I talking to last night? We were texting back and forth. I don't even remember who it was, but I was saying, you know, the really sad part about this is, you know, most of our heroes and the people we like to go see are, you know, they've only got a few years left in them, you know, in their prime. And some of them are kind of past that prime, but they're still out there. You know what I'm saying? You know, and here there's going to be a whole fucking year that they're not going to be able to perform. It's like, that really sucks. I mean, really, it kind of, it's.
But on the other hand, you're getting some kind of cool, like, single acoustic things are happening, and
I do like the fact
that those are pretty cool. There's some of that stuff going on.
People going on Facebook, that Dennis DeYoung thing where he's singing.
Yeah, that was
fucking great. And there's been a lot of these guys are doing. Paul Stanley has actually done a couple of record things, you know, or guitar things. Brian May's been out there doing. I know Bruce Kulick's been doing some. Yeah, there's a lot of that going on, and that's kind of cool. We're getting some unique stuff out of that, but it's just a shame. You know, this was going to be a great year for concerts, and it just.
Well, speaking of Paul Stanley,
yes,
if you haven't seen it yet, get on YouTube and type in Richard Marx, Paul Stanley, and there's a good interview. Richard Marx has been doing social distancing interviews with different people.
Oh, really?
And, right. He did one with Paul Stanley. And, you know, they talk, they start out talking politics, you know, based on the COVID thing going on and all of that stuff. But, They really have a good conversation, and for the most part, it stays pretty civil. About 28 minutes in, Richard Marx talks about people who have lost their ability to sing. And, you know, I'm watching this thing, and I'm like, Paul's going to blow a fucking gasket. But
Paul's eyes are big.
Paul did a very good job of keeping his poker face, you know, because he talked about, you know, people who don't sing like they used to, but they can still put on a good performance. Talked about like people like Tony Bennett is 92 and he's still performing and he still sounds great. And then he says, you know, I think we can both agree on this. You know, Steven Tyler's a great singer or whatever. And Paul's like, I'd rather talk about Rod Stewart, and just starts talking about Rod Stewart. But I mean, overall, it was a really good discussion, and it's kind of nice to see those guys do things like that. So
yeah, that's cool.
Oh, and if you don't follow Richard Marx on Twitter, you are really missing out, because he pulls no punches. And if you know, one of my favorite tweets that ever came from Richard Marx. Yes, Dennis or Bill, I know.
No, I follow him on Twitter.
But one of my favorite things was Richard Marx drops the F bomb more than Ozzy,
and he does in concert too.
And
just so you know,
he said something on Twitter and some guy said, you know, I really love your music, but I really don't like when you use that language. Do you think you could back it off? And he's like, what kind of pious motherfucker do you think you are to tell me how I could, you know, but
I like him more already.
Oh yeah. Well, whether you like his music or not, his Twitter profile is off the hook. One of my favorite, you know, I don't even get on Twitter that much. But that Twitter profile, you know, and I know his politics, you know, his political views are not everybody. Like I had said to you earlier, as long as political views off the stage, I couldn't care less what he says.
He didn't, when I saw him this, you know, in the spring, you know, a couple months ago, whatever, Valentine's Day, whatever, he didn't. That was the only thing I worried about, because I like his music. His performance was great. He was great. And to your point, he's like, somebody, there was a baby that cried in the show, and he goes, who brings a fucking baby to a rock show? He goes, oh, I shouldn't have said that. And he goes, yeah, whatever. What the fuck? And he just goes on. But it was, yeah. So, yeah, I'm not surprised by that. I'll have to watch that, because I do like him. And, yeah, he is, you know, it's his feed, and he can post whatever he wants to on his feed. I have no issue with that.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah, it's fine.
On that note, I don't have anything else music related that I can think of right now.
Yeah, I don't either.
Didn't Merle Haggard die too?
That was like a long time ago. 2016.
Yeah, it was back a long time ago. Yeah. I saw somebody post that. And I was like,
I don't get that. People see that and they post it. It's like, did you even click on the article to see December of 2016?
Yeah, I see that about once a month.
That's not when he died, but you know, you get my point.
Yeah, it'll. I do that. I see that every once in a while. Somebody will do it. It's like, don't you ever read the fine print? You know, it's like, hey, did you know Elvis died? You know, wow.
What?
The king is dead.
Elvis Costello? What? No, kidding.
All right. Yeah. Other than that, I don't have really. Like I said, there is no music news right now, so we're just gonna go with that and make our own news. What you got there, Alan? He's okay.
You need it's almost a guitar if you hold it that way.
I was going to say, you got the little matching. He's got the color codes on there.
Actually, this is a MIDI keyboard that I bought from the Goodwill website.
Oh, really?
Wow. 6 years ago, you know. Right. And I got it really cheap. It came from a Goodwill in somewhere in California. But it came with all of those. It came with an instruction manual or anything. But, of course, I don't care about that. I got it. So when I'm working on a song and fleshing out an idea, I one note my way through whatever because I'm not a piano player.
Right.
Well, you could be.
I don't play an organ either.
So when you say you're working on a song and you're flushing it through, is that because it's a turd and you're just flushing it, trying to flush it down?
Not flushing. If you don't know how to speak hillbilly, get off of this show.
All right. Okay, so as we talked about at the very beginning of the show, Facebook's got all these, every fucking day there's a quiz or it's this, and people are bored shitless. So they are just absolutely anything possible. You know, let's say, one of these days I'm going to think it's funny when somebody goes, post the fourth picture on your phone and somebody took a dick pic, and it just happened to be that fourth picture. So that'll be funny one of these days. Oh, no, there you go.
Oh, it's a dick holding the pic.
Yeah, you need to watch the show
all week, folks. Y'all try to fish.
Okay, so anyway, one of these things that were on there, they have, and I've seen a couple of these. I just thought this one was the better of the other ones, but and I'll hold it up here. I will post this on the site. It'll already be on there, but it is the I printed it out. It's the choose your quarantine house. So basically, on here,
shit that you're posting up there.
I know. But anyway, there is 9 houses. Each house has 6 stars in it, and they're just randomly thrown in here. So what my thing was is I wanted everybody to pick their favorite house. I wanted to pick what you thought was the worst house.
What you ought to do before you start doing all of that is read off each person in the house for the people who.
Oh, you want me to? Okay,
who
I can.
Or who are not watching.
Okay. So, house number 1 has Kurt Cobain, Ozzy Osbourne, Freddie Mercury, John Bonham, Nikki Sixx, and Eddie Van Halen. House number 2 has Dave Grohl, Roger Waters, Stevie Nicks, Lemmy, David Lee Roth, and Eric Clapton. House 3 has Robert Plant, Pete Townsend, Michael Jackson, Courtney Love, Joe Elliott, and David Gilmour. House 4 has Jimmy Page, Axl Rose, Tommy Lee, Billy Joe Armstrong, Little Richard, and Janis Joplin. House 5 has Mick Jagger, Tom Petty, Lars Ulrich, Joe Walsh, Andy Kiedis, and Joe Perry. House 6 has John Lennon, Slash, Jim Morrison, Keith Moon, Vince Neil, and Eddie Vedder. House 7 has Paul McCartney, Roger Daltrey, James Hetfield, Flea, Prince, and Alice Cooper. House 8 has Ringo Starr, Jimi Hendrix, Madonna, Brian May, Steven Tyler, and Iggy Pop. House 9 has Keith Richards, David Bowie, Angus Young, Joan Jett, Sammy Hagar, and Bret Michaels. So there's a whole hodgepodge of different
living and dead people. we're gonna assume that these people are still living. Okay, we don't want these stiffs in this house. It gets all funky and shit. So, and then we're not only gonna do our fave house, we're gonna do what we think is the worst house that you could be in. Then we're also going to pick our dream house using all these people. What would you pick for your six to be in the house that you're going to be with? And before we get started, we're each going to pick what we think the other person picked as their favorite house.
Well, I thought we were picking a best party house, too.
Oh, well, we can.
Well, we did. That's on the list, dude.
I'm looking at it.
That's the dream favorite house, isn't it?
No. I just meant what would be. Yeah, I got you. Okay, well, I can do that. I'll let you guys go, and then I'll put it together. But yeah,
only got dream house. I didn't do party house as well.
Well, we can talk about the party. We can make that an open discussion. How's that?
Sure.
All right.
Isn't it all an open discussion?
Exactly. All right. So we're gonna go. Let's go in alphabetical order. Alan, who do you think is my favorite house, and what do you think is Bill's favorite house? And don't say if it is or not. And we'll just pay poker face.
I picked house number 8 for Dennis, and I picked house number 7 for Bill.
You are correct.
You weren't supposed to say that.
You weren't supposed to say that because I got to go yet.
Too bad.
All right. Bill.
Go ahead. I've lost the list.
You want me to go?
See, I wrote my list down because I am bad about putting notes on my
phone. I have it on my thing. I just didn't have – I don't have every one of the things down on there. So Dennis's favorite house, I believe, is probably – and I didn't write this down, so I'm going to look at it real quick, and I'm going to go with house number 2 because Dave Grohl. And his what's the other one? Oh, and then Alan's favorite house. I think Alan's favorite house is probably – Man, his is a little tougher. I would go with.
I had a hard time with you two. I did. I had a hard time.
Yeah, I would. I don't think it's 7. I don't know. He's a big Alice Cooper fan. I'm going to go with 7.
Okay. So mine, I picked for Alan, I picked house 7. And for Bill, I picked house 1.
Oh, so. God, no.
Well, I was thinking Freddie Mercury. I know you like Ozzy, and the house 7 I did because James Hetfield and Alice Cooper. I figured that'd be Alan's. He'd be all up in that. So
the reason that I specifically did not pick house number 2 for Dennis was because Dave Grohl was in there, and I thought Dennis is notorious for not going for the obvious.
Okay.
So that's why. Well, that's why I didn't pick that house.
Yeah, you're wrong, because I do pick that house. I'm hanging with Dave Grohl.
There is no way.
I figured it was so obvious. Plus, you got David Lee Roth. I love, and then Lemmy. You know, we're gonna be fucking partying.
There's a couple oddball. It's kind of funny. Each one of those houses have an oddball. It's kind of like
there's some houses though. I don't.
That's what made it difficult to pick my dream house. Really.
Yep. Okay, so what was your dream house?
No. What? Not the dream house. What was your one you picked?
Well, what was your best? What was
standing as they stand? Which one was your favorite?
House number 9.
Really?
Really?
I've got it right there. Just so
would have never.
See.
Yeah, never. I mean, I had you for 7. I don't know. That's.
I did too.
Well, I mean, the obvious choice because Alice Cooper and Hetfield were in there. That was a good pick on your part, Dennis.
Right.
But, honestly. Sammy Hagar, Joan Jett, Angus Young, Keith Richards, all of those people. That's, you know, if I could spend a day with Joan Jett, I'd die a happy man.
Right.
You know, because while she's not the world's greatest songwriter, there's just something about her as an entertainer that I really dig.
Cool. Right.
You know? That's cool.
And how can you go wrong hanging out with Sammy Hagar?
Yeah, that'd be cool. I agree.
No, I agree.
I agree. I totally agree.
But, I mean, there's something about each person in house number 9, even Bret Michaels. You know, there's something about each of them that, you know, makes them who they are. And,
true.
You know, who doesn't want to hang out with Keith Richards and try to get some of that eternal immortality from him?
I just watch him, see what he's doing. Right. So. All right, so
looking at that, what is your, as the way it sits, which is your least favorite house and why?
My least favorite house was number six. And the reason that I picked number six as my least favorite house is because there are three people in that group of six that, you know, as human beings, they're shitty. They're just shitty fucking human beings. There's no other way to say it. Their personalities are terrible. The way they treat people are terrible. Fuck you.
I'm assuming John Lennon's not one of them.
I'm not going to say which ones they are.
I was going to say, are you going to say?
One is not John Lennon, I would assume.
I'm not going to say whether I like the way John Lennon treated Julian or not.
Yep, that's true. There you go.
Well, he treated his wife. I mean, he treated his first wife pretty shitty, too.
Yeah. Eddie Vedder is such a tool. I mean,
well, Eddie Vedder is not one of the other people that I think are just a piece of shit.
Oh. So we're narrowing it down here pretty quickly.
Right. So, okay, Bill.
I'm not going to say Vince Neil. I'm not going to say
Jim Morrison. It's okay. It's okay. It's all right. So my what am I picking? Your least favorite house. My least favorite house is house four. The only saving grace to me in that house is Jimmy Page.
Yeah.
Other than that, nah.
I kind of agree.
Axl Rose, I've never really been a huge Guns N' Roses fan. I think he's his own biggest fan. Tommy Lee's just out on a reservation somewhere. I'm not a Green Day fan. Little Richard, you know, was okay in the day, but yeah, whatever. And Janis Joplin just poor thing.
Well, I think, you know, you had the same thing with Janis Joplin that you got with Jim Morrison and Jimi Hendrix. They died when they were too young to have fallen.
Yeah,
true. You know,
basically, they burned out when their rocket was at the peak.
On the rise. I agree. So that's why I picked house four.
All right. And my least favorite is actually house three. And my reasoning behind that is I don't want to spend one fucking minute with Michael Jackson or Courtney Love. Sorry. I mean, to be honest, I mean, Robert Plant, Pete Townsend, sure. Dave Gilmour, Joe Elliott, sure. But them two fucking tools, I couldn't stand it. I mean, oh, God. Yeah. Just not going to happen.
So you're not going to call out their names, are you?
Oh, I did. That's fun. There is a tool in every house, though. I mean, really, there's one person on every house that I do not like, you know, or couldn't, you know, that I didn't want to spend any time with.
Yeah, it's interesting. I wonder how the person that created this list came up with the list of the houses.
Probably the same reason. They probably picked somebody that has a seems like everyone here has some kind of somebody. Well, not really. No, I'll take that back. I'm gonna say somebody that's real political.
One of the houses except for one has at least one person that is dead. House number seven, everybody's alive.
Yeah.
No. Prince is dead.
He's dead.
Oh, I totally didn't even see Prince in that list. Man, I need some new glasses.
That's another one why I picked seven, because I figure you like Prince too. Like you'd probably, so yeah. You go change your house now?
Nope.
Okay. All right. So yeah, it's a I mean, there would be some interesting conversations in all these houses. You know, like I say with mine, house two, you know, I'm not a big Roger Waters fan. I like his music, but he's too political. I don't care much for him. So I'd have to stay away from him. Him and Clapton could kind of hang together and I won't have to talk to them. You know, Stevie, she's Stevie, you know, me and Lemmy and David Lee Roth and Dave Grohl.
They could both drink your ass under the table.
I guarantee they could. Me and Dave be out there grilling. They'd be drinking. You know what I'm saying? Dave's a big griller too now. So, anyway,
I picked seven because I can't imagine being in a house with Paul McCartney, Roger Daltrey, Prince, Alice Cooper. Flea will just be trashed somewhere sitting on the couch. I don't have to worry about him too much. And James Hetfield, I think, is a pretty smart dude. That'd be an interesting house, I think, to live in and see the conversation that's going on. Right. I think that'd be pretty cool.
It would be a good one. That is a pretty
interesting to see Paul McCartney and Prince work on like music together. Cause I think they, you know, Paul McCartney's definitely, respects other musicians and stuff like that, and likes to play on other people's records and invite them up and stuff like that. So I think that'd be kind of cool. So I thought that was to me, that was the coolest house with the least amount of uncoolness.
Right.
Flea's kind of like whatever. I'm not a big Chili Peppers fan, but I, you know, if I could trade him for some other people, I would. But.
Okay. So let's talk about trading.
Him. Yeah.
Let's trade him. What would be your dream house? If you could pick your dream house and why?
Who wants to go first?
Alan, you want to go?
Sure. My dream house consists of Paul McCartney, Sammy Hagar, Brian May, Joe Walsh, Tom Petty, Alice Cooper, and Alan Tate.
Cool.
Because that's right there is one fantastic fucking super group with this hack of a drummer sitting behind the throne in the band.
I didn't even think of it that way, but yeah.
Well, actually,
I got a band of mine too, so anyway.
Yeah. But I mean, who wouldn't want to hang out with Joe Walsh?
Well, you'd have a good time. Just chilling.
That's right. Like,
yeah. Yeah. All the stories of all those guys too would just be incredible.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's why I kind of like I looked at it. So
I did two bands only because the one band was like, and I intentionally picked a drummer, guitarist, and bassist for each of the two bands I did, just so I could have like a band, because I thought it'd be kind of cool. So that's what I did. I picked a house that way. So I picked John Bonham, Paul McCartney, Eric Clapton, Brian May, and Tom Petty.
That'd be a good one. That would be good.
I thought Eric Clapton and Brian May could probably whip up a couple of songs that would be like,
right,
ridiculous. And Paul McCartney, you know, he's written a couple of songs people have heard of.
Yeah, a couple. Yeah, he wrote a couple songs with that Michael Jackson dude, I think, didn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
And that other John Lennon dude that's dead, he's written a couple with him, so, yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, no shit. All right. So, my dream house, I didn't even think of putting a band together. I don't know why I didn't think of that, but I just picked people that I want to hang with. And that way we can sit around and talk and the stories they all are going to tell. And I just pick people that I love to listen to in interviews. That's what I've picked, you know, people that just, I don't know, I think I get along with. So my dream house would be me, of course, Dave Grohl, of course, still sticking with the house too. I want David Lee Roth there. I think he would be a hoot. I want Joe Walsh there. I love listening to Joe Walsh talk. And then, of course, Paul McCartney, because the stories he could tell, plus him and Dave are good friends, and then Alice Cooper. So Alan and I had three of the same, but I think that's a pretty solid group of people
we'll
to hang with.
We'll just have to have our people coordinate our supergroup tours.
There you go.
Exactly.
But I could get a group, because you got Dave Grohl drums. You know, Dave Lee Roth be the front man. You got Joe Walsh playing guitar. You got Paul McCartney playing bass. Alice can sing too.
Can you imagine a conversation with David Lee Roth and Joe Walsh?
I was going to bring that up myself. Oh
my God. You just want to like, at one point, you just want to stick a sharp knife right in your ear.
I just be sitting here smiling ear to ear with a beer in my hand going, this is fucking awesome.
Shut up.
Yeah, I mean, there's some of these ones, like I said, you know, don't put me in a room with Nikki Sixx. You know, I don't want to be in a room with Tommy Lee. You know, those were just definite no's. You know,
it was like, and you know, no. The sad thing about that is, I still am, but I was such a huge Motley Crue fan when I was a teenager. You know,
sure.
they were at the time were my second favorite band.
Right.
You know? Yeah. But as you grow older, and you know, the stories that you, I mean, Vince Neil, the drunk driving, and Mick Mars, you know, basically abandoning his family more than once. Well, everybody knows how Nikki Sixx is. Right. Then Tommy Lee spending time in jail for beating up on Pamela Anderson. I
mean, but he can honk his boat horn with his dick, though. That's pretty impressive.
I got a telephone pole down here. Honk, honk.
Well, you know, the thing is, you know, you can like their music. You just don't have to like the people. Right, but, you know, right. Like I said, now over the years, we've found out that they are, you know, there's a lot of...
There's a lot of stories about a lot of people out there.
You know, something about liking the music but not liking the people. I find it humorous that I'll see somebody that refused to listen to a band because they don't like, for example, I don't listen to the Beatles because John Lennon, you know, ignored Julian or whatever. But I love Motley Crue. Mick Mars ignored his son. Oh, well, that's different. How's it different?
It's not different. Because I like them better.
Right.
Oh, it is. It's just a whole bunch of hooey. But anyway, I thought that was pretty neat. Like I said, I'll post this on the site and the day before, and people can play along and pick your, you know, let us know what you think is your favorite one.
Yeah. So one of the things I misread was,
what's that?
It says best party house. So I thought that we were supposed to pick the best house of the nine.
Oh, well, I can do that.
The best house to party in.
Well, I've got that one. What is yours?
Which I thought was pretty easy to figure out.
Oh, yeah. You just picked, because these people, and some of them will have to go back off the wagon, though. That's what I'm thinking.
No. They're all off the wagon.
Oh, off the wagon? Okay, I got to change one here, though.
I mean, they're all on the wagon. Well, it depends. They've all fallen off the wagon, and they're all right back to where they were.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah. Well, then, yeah.
That'd be house number one.
Okay, so that would be, for me, Ozzy Osbourne, Lemmy, yeah. Joe Walsh.
No. A house. I was thinking of the house.
Oh, no. I was going to create a party house.
No, which nine houses would be the best party in? That'd be house one.
No, I would say.
They're all partiers.
No.
Heavy duty partiers.
Okay, house six, Slash.
Yeah,
when he was drinking, I mean, it was bad. You had Morrison,
Jim Morrison, Keith Moon,
and Vince Neil. I mean, every one of those, and I don't know about Eddie or John Lennon, but them motherfuckers, them four right there.
House one, every one of those dudes is
yeah, Cobain
all the time. Every
Mercury,
one of them.
Freddie Mercury would have been.
Oh, he had those wild parties, those lavish. Eddie, yeah, you're right. That is probably Nicky, John Bonham. I don't know any really know his history.
John Bonham
died.
I'm thinking like Jason Bonham. Yeah. You're right. I was thinking Jason Bonham.
It was like he died from alcohol.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, house one. Whatever. House one. You won't make it out of house one alive if they're all.
You couldn't last the night. I mean, like.
Well, you know, okay. Alice Cooper, Prince, Flea, James Hetfield. Mm. So that's a heavy, but Daltrey, I don't know. He don't even smoke weed no more. Paul McCartney. Yeah, that's a pretty heavy hitter too. But
house one and house six are both pretty heavy hitters. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, six would be Keith Moon. He's like four people.
Yeah. Remember that time that you were at the Who concert and he took all them horse tranquilizers and you had to play drums?
Yeah, okay.
How fucking cool would that be? Anybody can play drums here? Me.
No shit.
Okay, we'll get up there because we got a problem.
Incredible. But, yeah, that's fun. I like doing stuff. I always like looking at those and kind of looking at it and see what would be the best. But, yeah, there'd be some crazy house parties with these people. Quarantine.
Okay, so who would you kick out of the house?
So would we call that a quarantini house?
Who would you kick out of anyhow? Did you say this doesn't even belong on the list? Who would you kick off the list, out of the houses?
Anthony Kiedis. Okay. The Red Hot Chili Pepper singer, however you pronounce his name.
Yeah. Well, Courtney Love, Michael Jackson, Eddie Vedder. God, who else? Iggy Pop. That would be some crazy shit. With that dude, Ringo Starr, who gives a shit? Lars Ulrich, that little pecker.
There's only three of the Beatles on there, too, by the way.
Yeah, and there was no Kiss.
I thought was odd.
Yeah, and I can live with Tommy. Well, Tommy Lee's has a tool.
You're focused on that, aren't you? You're like, all about that.
I'm not a big Tommy Lee, Nikki Sixx fan. They're just, I don't know, get on my nerves. Roger Waters. It won't be cool, but Roger Waters, nah.
That's interesting. All right. So you're going to post this on the webpage to let people post their what their favorite house would be?
Yeah, I will. I will make a copy that like tomorrow or Wednesday. Well, it'll be the day before this comes out, but I'll have it
that
on there.
That'll be tomorrow.
Hey,
this is what the show is going to be about. Take a look at this. Make your picks. So, yes, I'll do that.
All right.
Anybody else got anything else?
Is that it?
That sounds like a wrap to me.
Wow, wrap.
All right. Well, like I said, we're at the week. How many weeks are you in now? Is this five for you, Alan, or is this 4 weeks?
Since you're sober or what?
No, since you've been locked up or off work.
This is the beginning of my fifth week off.
See, I thought you got a week more than I do.
You know, I never in a million years would have thought that I would ever utter the words, man, I'm ready to go back to work.
Yeah, I'm not ready to go back to work.
Want a trade?
I'd like to be able to.
You know, honestly, Bill, kudos, mucho respect.
Yeah. You get any days off at all? Or, I mean, can you work?
I took off last Friday. And it isn't really about the days. Just mentally, you're just shot. I mean, I'm just I'm trashed at one. You
Kelly's
know,
the same way. They're not
9 o'clock at night. I'm like barely functional. I mean, just
not working any more overtime. Thank goodness. You know,
well, you can't afford it. Nobody can afford to watch. No. So I'm really kind of sitting in the dark. I just realized that I forgot to turn my other light on. So
like, okay. You look better, actually.
Yeah, he didn't read that text where I said, Bill, did you turn your light on?
Did you? He said you said
way early in the show.
No, you're more handsome than you've ever been, Bill.
Probably.
You are as handsome as Dennis was on the radio show last week.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly.
MIA is what I was.
Right. We had some fun at your expense, though.
Oh, it was. Oh, that's why I told Kelly. I said they probably had more fun with me not on there. I turned my songs in. I did my work.
We took shots at you every time we possibly.
Oh, I know. It was funny. I laughed.
The milk carton shit was hilarious.
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
I'm the funniest guy I know. Just ask Laura.
Well, the thing was, we go in a break. We go, okay, there's a thing about a milk carton. I'm like, okay. So we'd like just chat and then we'd set it up and then like.
I'm on a three-way texting conversation with me and my wife and then a friend of ours. And
Wait, slow down.
No, the people we drink wine with. Anyway.
Okay.
So we just send memes. You know, we just send a meme
south
back.
Pretty quickly here.
So there I was. No, so when I was first off, you know, I was like every morning I get up early. I still get up early in the morning and I would, you know, I'd have three or four good memes, you know, off the internet first thing in the morning. And that one morning I was like, slept a little bit. I got my phone was tinging, ding, ding. I'm like, what the fuck? And I looked at my phone. It's like, where are my memes? It's like I was,
you know,
slacking on the job.
It's funny. When my son was still in high school, I was the president of the marching or the band boosters. Sure. My son was in marching band. And I would do those stupid, you know, I'd get on Snapchat and do those stupid one-liner dumbass dad jokes and post them first thing in the morning before I went to work. And one day it was like 9:30 in the morning and Ian sent me a text at work. And he's like, Dad, you got to post that joke. These people are driving me crazy. So I had to go find
What's wrong with your dad?
Is your dad
there was
okay?
A few days. There was a
I
few days.
That, all day.
Now, there was a few days last week the meme people took days off because there was no good memes. I was like, man, there wasn't for a couple days. It's like, good Lord. I mean, there for a long, it was every day. It was something funny. And there's been a couple today I got that were pretty good, but. Kind of the same.
Some of the stuff that we find funny, we can't really share.
The one I shared earlier was hilarious.
Oh,
and that
gosh.
I haven't watched it yet. I saw it, but I haven't watched it.
Well,
oh, you
watch
haven't
it
watched
now.
It?
Yeah. Don't watch it now.
I won't.
All right.
I guess now that we have completely strayed from the topic, we're done.
We have no topic, though, man. Rock music is dead right now. You know?
But rock music is not dead.
Rock
it's just in hibernation.
Dead.
It's locked down right now.
Rock is not dead. It's quarantined.
It's quarantined.
And on that note, visit us on agesofrock.com and do all of that good stuff. Till next week, peace out.
Thanks for listening to the Ages of Rock podcast. If you haven't done so already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, and most importantly, tell all your friends. Remember, you're never too old to rock. Until the next episode, peace out, folks.